And thanks again to all of those of you who helped us make that match during Against the Grain. We really appreciate it. This is KPFA or KPFB Berkeley or KFCF Fresno, online at kpfa.org. Coming up next, your own health and fitness with Lena Berman. Please stay tuned.
Welcome to Your Own Health and Fitness. I'm health integrationist Lena Berman, and I come to you weekly with a critical, independent voice on the politics and practice of health. Health is not about illness. It's about each individual's ability to find their way through the challenges and lessons in being alive. If someone reports that they can cure you, they may be mistaken, since it's only you that has the ability to get to and unwind the complexities of your own existence. After all, there are worse things than death, as conventional medicine so often demonstrates. So if no one else holds the key, how can you be supported in healing when you're suffering? Many smart people have walked this path, and there are a variety of lessons in their methods. Taking the lessons learned by studying homeopathy in the early 20th century, physician Edward Bach developed new methods of treatment which further supported the emotional aspects of disease development and unwinding he found in homeopathy. Bach believed that by balancing and mobilizing the vital force suppressed by traumas through a lifetime, health and joy are restored. His flower remedies are the result of his lifetime of exploration of these beliefs. Often passed over by homeopaths, Bach's flower essences work more gently than homeopathic remedies and are far easier for people to master on their own healing path. This is very much in keeping with the mission of this show. Today we explore Bach's remedies with homeopathic educator and author Vinton McCabe. First, an editorial about this week's health news by Jeffrey Fawcett, Ph.D.
Thank you, Lena. In 2001, the Environmental Working Group published a report titled Rocket Science, Perchlorate and the Toxic Legacy of the Cold War. The topic was the alarming exposure of people in California to perchlorate, an ingredient in the fuel used for missiles. In 2007, Dr. Anila Jacob, a senior scientist at the Environmental Working Group, testified before the House Subcommittee on Environment and Hazardous Materials. Quote, perchlorate has been long established in the medical literature as a potent compound with known capacity to lower thyroid hormone levels. Low thyroid hormone levels in pregnant women and infants, in turn, are an established risk factor for abnormal brain development in the fetus and intellectual deficits in children. End quote. Yesterday, several national newspapers reported that EPA would take no action to regulate perchlorate levels in tap water. The papers were consistent in describing how a group from the White House and the Defense Department eviscerated the recommendations of EPA staff scientists. No one should be surprised at this outcome. In April, EPA unveiled its more predictable, streamlined, and transparent process for standard setting. Kyla Bennett, a director of the organization Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, said, quote, under this system, every chemical risk assessment is a special interest scrum. Had this process been in place, the tobacco industry would have stopped EPA from declaring secondhand smoke a lung cancer risk, end quote. It's shameful and monstrous. But not because the staff scientists were overruled. I can imagine them being overruled for not recommending stricter perchlorate standards. I can also imagine another kind of process that is predictable, streamlined, and transparent. Unless you can prove it's safe, you can't use it. Reading all this, I wondered how those people from the White House and the Defense Department could sacrifice the health of children for the sake of missile fuel. I imagine that, for them, missile fuel is so important that they are not so much blind as insensitive to the consequences. I imagine thinking like this. Missile fuel is necessary for the defense of the country and so protects children, and far outweighs any possible harm from perchlorate, harm that is in any event not proven, a view advocated, let's be honest, by alarmists of questionable patriotism. I read an interesting article this week about the formation of cultural groups that attempts to demonstrate just how deeply this us-versus-them tendency runs. The experiment took unrelated people and had each freely choose one of two shapes, a circle or a triangle. To reassure you, this wasn't one of those horrifying guards and prisoners experiments. Nevertheless, what the researchers saw develop was a very definite in-group, out-group culture based on nothing more than a meaningless shape that was nevertheless invested with symbolic meaning as time went on. The hypothesis on which the researchers built their experiment is that the capacity to develop cultural groups is deeply embedded in our evolutionary development as social animals. Those White House and Defense Department monsters are not another species, but have instead invested in an alien culture with dire consequences. That alien culture is based on fear. Another article I read last week describes an experiment in the physiological basis of political beliefs. Those researchers worked with a group of people with strong political opinions. They tested each person for their startle response, the body's reaction to something frightening. What they found is that people with a heightened startle response tended to favor defense spending, capital punishment, patriotism, and the war on Iraq. The effect of perchlorate on the thyroid increases the startle response, which increases the tendency to support the monstrous culture of fear emanating from the White House, which actively prevents our being protected from perchlorate. Quite a vicious circle of frightening people failing to protect us from literally frightening chemicals that make us prone to elect those frightening people. A transcript of this editorial is available on the blog at yourownhealthandfitness.org. I'm Jeffrey Fawcett. Take care of yourself.
Dr. Jeffrey Fawcett is an environmental economist, writer, and health educator who produces this show with me and is director of the Sustainable Health Institute at sustainablehealthinstitute.org. Now to our show topic, The Essence of Healing, Box Flower Remedies. Our guest is Vinton, V-I-N-T-O-N, McCabe, M-C-C-A-B-E. Vinton McCabe is both an author and an educator. In his more than 15 years as president of the Connecticut Homeopathic Association, he has taught the philosophy and practice of homeopathic medicine to thousands of lay people and medical professionals alike. He's also developed educational materials into a number of published books, including The Healing Enigma, Household Homeopathy, and The Healing Bouquet, Exploring Bach Flower Remedies. I'm really happy to have you on board. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. But after hearing you do that introduction, you don't need me. You have this down.
Yeah, well, I was reading you all day yesterday, and I was also reading a little bit from your unpublished book, The Heretic's Guide to Healing.
Heretic's Handbook on Healing.
Handbook on Healing. So it was very much you igniting something that exists in me already, just the synergy of our meeting. Let's bring other people up to date on this private conversation that we're having
here. Let's ignore them and just...
Oh, that would be fun. Bach was one of the foremost bacteriologists, that's hard to say, bacteriologists of his day.
He was.
But he rejected what he called the material basis of illness.
Yes.
And to quote him, he said, quote, disease in its origin is not material, close quote. So how does a bacteriologist get to this point? I mean, is he actually saying that bacteria do not cause disease?
He's saying whether they do or not, it's irrelevant. That it comes down to, is the individual a fertile ground for that disease, or is he or she not? And that if you are in a state of health, you simply will be unaffected. So he's saying, let's get our minds off of the flesh, because the flesh is always going to follow the mind and the spirit. So if you put your emphasis on healing as opposed to curing, if you stoke the fire within, then it doesn't matter whether you come in contact with a virus or a bacterium. You simply won't react to it.
Okay, short of this perfection of healing that we're all sort of aiming for with remedies that stimulate the vital the vital source. Until we get to that pinnacle of healing,
till the bullet bounces off,
till we become Teflon, some of us may contract a little bacteria once in a while and get viciously sick. And I tend not to like the theory of some people who are writing that are sort of new agey about woundology or the idea that people cause their own illness, that they So it's not about that, but. In fact, you know, one of the things that's interesting about Bach flower remedies, when you compare them to homeopathy, which Bach flower essence practitioners probably don't like to do, they like to think of it as being a pure thing of its own, and then of course homeopaths sneer at the flower essences. So all that aside, if you are ill enough to require using something like an antibiotic, which in a way would certainly with homeopathy interfere with the action of the homeopathic remedies, if I understand them correctly, is that also true of the Bach flower remedies?
No, actually it's not. We have to keep in mind, let's do a little history here. Edward Bach began his life as an allopathic physician. And he became a bacteriologist, as you noted. And during the time period of World War II and just after, he was one of the premier physicians in his particular part of medical science. He happened to take a job at the Hahnemann Hospital in London, named for Samuel Hahnemann, the father of homeopathy. And because of that job, he became familiar with Hahnemann's theories of health and healing, of medicine and treatment. And while I don't think Edward Bach would have ever called himself a homeopath, he absorbed a great deal of that philosophy, and it informed his practice.
Well, in fact, he was the developer of the bowel nosodes,
which were based specifically on allopathic medicines that he had already created. Yes, he jumped a barrier and gave the world of homeopathic medicine six of its most powerful remedies. And he established a practice in Harley Street in London that was one of the most thriving medical practices of its day. But something inside of him fundamentally changed to the point that he gave his practice to the others who were part of it. He gave his research to those who had helped him create those bowel nosodes, and he walked away from it all. Why? Because he just had a fundamental shift, a road to Damascus experience, that you can work toward curing or you can work toward healing. And he had decided he no longer was interested in the cure. He instead was interested in healing. Now, this informs what you do and how you do it. I don't think there's anything wrong with using homeopathic remedies. As a matter of fact, I think they're terrific. I also don't think there's anything wrong with heroic intervention using allopathic techniques when it's necessary. Allopathic medicine is really good in the emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't lose that, because I don't believe in having martyrs among us. I don't want anyone to die unnecessarily.
Well, and I think the other thing is that one of the things that's lovely about reading, especially the way that you, I have to say this to just start out with, this is a remarkably good book. I'm now going to read every book that you've written, because I think you are one of the most premier authors on this whole body of information. You have a way of organizing information and unpacking it and going into appropriate amounts of detail. In other words, by that I mean that it's not the kind of detail where people start to roll their eyes and say, too much information. It's the kind of detail that draws you into the topic. So your descriptions of the remedies and the different aspects and subtle sorts of things that people need to think about when viewing them, and also even comparing them to homeopathic remedies, is really quite brilliant. The thing that I try to avoid with people is that the lovely thing about Bach's writing, and you do quote him all over the place, so we get to read him in his own words, is that he's talking about this from a very loving aspect of releasing the body's capacity for joy and rebalance. And he talks about the way in which people's exposures to trauma during life, whether they're acute traumas or chronic traumas from childhood, sort of form us into some kind of creature that can't live fully, and that the flower essences help to release us from those patterns. So I would think that until you are somewhat released, or even on your path, as you age or you're exposed to things, honest to God things will come forward, and you will get, like I said, a bacterial infection or something, you have an accident or something. And so it's nice to hear that the flower essence remedies can be used in conjunction with allopathic medicine. I think that you might want to talk a little bit about, let me just quickly let people know you're listening to Your Own Health and Fitness. This is a show called The Essence of Healing, Box Flower Remedies, and we're on the phone with Vinton, V-I-N-T-O-N, McCabe, M-C-C-A-B-E. His book is The Healing Bouquet, Exploring Bach Flower Remedies. Talk a little bit about the difference between healing and curing for people who have not already thought that through.
Okay. Let me just back up 1 second and say you brought up a point there that I think is so important. The Bach Flower Remedies are truly about no shame. There is no shame in having patterns in our life that are less healthy than they might be. And there's no shame in needing tools to get to a healthier, better place. So definitely shame comes off the table. And the other thing about the Bach remedies is that they really have no rules.
Oh.
Bach created 38 remedies, and he said, you know, the truth of it is we all need all of them because we all carry these little weights, like the ghost of Marley. We're all kind of held down by weights and chains. And these remedies will speak to all those aspects of negativity in our lives. So at one point or another, you're going to need all of them. So you really can't make a mistake. You can't do anyone any harm with them. You can't overdose on them. So I, having taught homeopathy for so many years to so many people, particularly the medical professionals who just, you know, they're so concerned with amounts and timing and dosage and all that, that it's very hard for them to deal with the fact that with the Bach flower remedies, you really say, calm down, you know. If you, you know, people who take homeopathic remedies know their tongue has to be clean and it should be 15 minutes before or an hour after you eat.
Well, you're also not supposed to mix them, and you
right.
know, I know this is absolutely, you know,
it's
trafe, but
it's polypharmacy. We don't discuss it. We can only avert our eyes.
Well, okay. Well, while you're averting your eyes, I have actually found that sometimes I will just, you know, I'll start with something and I'll wait, you know, 15 minutes, an hour, and then I'll pop another one. And if I know that I'm in real trouble, I might take three. I know this is just so I'm going to be arrested when I get off the air, but
I will have to report you.
Thank you. Yeah, to the homeopathic police. But yeah, I've always found eclectic homeopathy. Well, it depends. With my cats, I've seen classical. Somewhat classical, loose
well,
classical work quite well.
I believe one should try to be classical, but again, we're not after martyrdom here.
Yeah.
If your symptoms flare while you're eating, take the remedy with the food.
Yes.
It will work,
yes,
I promise
it does,
you. I've seen it for 25 years.
Yeah, I know it does. It's also now, very funny when you find out how these remedies are made, that they're made with regular tap water and things like that, you know, with all of their don't touch this, don't do that.
You know, the reason not to touch, we're getting way off topic.
Okay, I'm
the
sorry.
The reason not to touch, and this is important with the homeopathic remedy, is not that you're going to taint the remedy and it's going to die and, you know, gasp and fall over, but because you're going to dose yourself on the way to dosing the other person. If you're taking that remedy yourself, you can pop it in your hand and then pop it in your mouth.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, healing, curing, very important. Very important because we've lost this in our society. Healing is innate. It's built within us. It's the magic of our own lives, what Hahnemann called the vital force. We have the ability to replicate ourselves, to heal ourselves, to move ourselves forward throughout our entire lives until we die. The strength of the vital force, the flow of energy, what in Chinese medicine they call qi, determines basically your state of health. Where there is blockage, there will be pain. Now, curing is something totally different. Curing comes from the outside in. Curing works from the mindset that if there is something heroic that we can do, if there's a leaf we can place on the wound, if there's a pill we can give, if there's a laser we can aim at it, then we can make it better. So it has this built-in idea of make it better. Healing doesn't carry that idea. Healing carries the idea of being more true to self, more sensible and holistic in self, sensible in the true meaning of the word, expressing, giving and taking, being in the moment. These are the ideas of healing. So at its best, medicine should work both to heal and to cure. But medicine, both allopathic and homeopathic, sometimes cures but does not heal. It eliminates the symptoms by suppressing them, by cutting them away, by any number of techniques. But it doesn't heal the issue. It doesn't heal the wellspring of the illness. It can also, you can many times see someone who's healed but not cured. They've made an adjustment, had their own Road to Damascus experience that changed their life tremendously, and yet they still have the burden of the illness. But at its best, you see the patient both healed and cured. The symptoms, the pain is gone, and the understanding has been received. Message received, you can let it go, and that's the whole point of homeopathy, is the letting go, the not holding on to, the not retaining, the not suppressing. And Bach carried that very much forward from the homeopathic medicine of Samuel Hahnemann into the Bach flower remedies. They're all about letting go, because healing demands that we let go. We let go of the things that hold us back, that hold us in check, that we have suppressed deep inside.
Yeah, I wrote down in my notes, restoration of the spirit, because that's what I got from reading Bach's words.
Absolutely.
So as you just said, the resolution of suffering may not be the same as curing, and
right.
You've explained that really well. So just to kind of go backwards a bit, what we're talking about is the use of titrated flower and herbal essences that are more dilute than an herbal remedy.
Right.
But not quite as dilute as a homeopathic remedy. Although I understand that you can take your mother tinctures, your bottles that you buy, and you can dilute them out. Do you change the potency when you do that?
Yes, you do. You do. And as a matter of fact, there are companies now that have taken those mother tinctures and made them into 30C, you know, Bach flower remedies that flies totally in the face of what Bach wanted. He knew homeopathy. You know, he knew it better than a lot of the people who were doing these things. And had he wanted to potentize his remedies, he would have. What he created was something absolutely unique that I say is the perfect balance between herbal and homeopathic medicine. It's neither one nor the other. It exists in a place of its own, a little off and to the left. And therefore, it works differently. So I feel I can be, yes, as classical as I try to be as a homeopath, and yet when it comes to the Bach flower remedies, I understand that because they work differently, we can use them differently, and we can combine them safely, and we can use them repeatedly, and you can use them topically or on the tongue or however you want to do it. You can be very free with these remedies. That was the whole point. Bach felt that if there was one weakness in homeopathy, it was that it was just too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
People couldn't wrap their minds around how to do it. There were too many remedies, and he wanted to find something simple. The whole point of the Bach flower remedies is he wanted to give people a means of self-treatment. This is for every man. This is not something for the medical professionals. And Bach himself would have been horrified of the idea of having professional Bach consultants and things like that. That flies in the face of why they were created. They were created for people to be able to treat themselves and those they love, and those animals they love, and have a means that's simple and very, very effective at the same time.
I had a remarkable experience with a cat who was quite ill. relapsed from a virus that was brought in by a rescue kitten. I have a neighbor who has studied the flower essences, and so I trusted her because she's very sensitive to do a bottle combination for me because I don't have all the essences. I have quite a few. And she brought the bottle over, and she stuck the bottle under Oscar's nose, and he was interested in it. He was very interested in it, and we dribbled some of it on his fur and started to pet him, and he purred very loudly, and it was one of the first times he purred, and he did improve after the application. So I used them for a while. So I think sometimes it's even more dramatic to use these different remedies, and it's true of homeopathy to some degree too, because these are not, you know, you don't have to worry about a placebo effect in an animal. You're seeing a real effect,
right.
So you get to see it. That said, little is written about Bach. So what do we know about the success of his methods?
We know very little about Bach in general, and it's always been one of the mysteries, you know, what is the story here? We know that when he left London, he was a wealthy man, and he moved to a small British seacoast town, and he spent the last 7 years of his life, in essence, giving it away. As he explored the countryside, and I love this, he went back in medical history to the man called Paracelsus, and back before Paracelsus to Dioscorides, two giants in medicine, both of whom went on walkabout. They went and they learned from the herbalists, the witch doctors, the barbers, from the farmers who had to treat their animals on their own, and he found out what plant is this, what does this, what does that. And just as Dioscorides and Paracelsus had done, Bach did. He walked the British countryside, because he was looking for the things that had been overlooked, that had been stepped on, that had been ignored, in terms of what can we use, what vital force can we use to harmonize our own. And he found these 38 remedies based on very, very simple plants like rock rose and mimulus and impatience, things that you might have growing in your own garden and you might sometimes think of as weeds. And he worked with them homeopathically, which is to say, he diluted them. And he tested them to see what would do what. And he would carry in his pockets vials of the medicines as he worked with them. And he would give them to people. He would see someone in a state of fear and give them mimulus and walk on. And Rescue Remedy, which is probably what most people know best of the Bach flower remedies, was actually created when on a stormy night there was a pounding on his door, and he opened the door to his little cottage, and his neighbors had brought a sailor up whose ship has capsized in the storm, and the man had been in frigid water and was near dead from drowning. And they said, can you do anything? Thinking, okay, he has doctor in front of his name. He might know what to do. And Bach ran and mixed together five of his remedies. He took impatience, which is for pain, for shock that makes anger rise. He took Star of Bethlehem, which is the general healing remedy, good for all cases of shock. Rock rose for trauma and panic. Cherry plum, which is for hysteria, and clematis, which is for anything that causes you to feel like you're going to faint. He mixed them together and put them on the man's tongue, and as you were saying about the cat, they instantly saw a response. His body instantly relaxed, and instead of being near death, he went into a gentle sleep and ultimately survived. So what does this point out? First and foremost, that we do have to keep into account at all times that when we're talking about healing, we are talking about physical as well as mental and emotional and spiritual. The Bach remedies, because they are given in the plane of the emotions, often are thought that they have nothing to do with the physical body, and that's not true, as your cat will attest. Second, that if we can come into tune with the emotional state of a person, it becomes irrelevant what's going on physically. That's what Bach kept saying. What's going on with them mentally, spiritually? Zero in on that. Don't get caught up in the myriad symptoms that they're presenting. Often in terms of treatment, we get lost in the forest because of the trees. and box it, keep it simple. Go back to who they are. If you're dealing with a person who's unconscious, you know, clematis, right there. You don't have to ask any other questions. In that way, it is completely unique. Even Hahnemann, in his homeopathic medicine, would say, Bach, you've gone too far. But Bach's system is his own, and it is absolutely effective. I've seen it work, and not only can I recommend it, but I can recommend it to anyone as a perfect doorway into herbal medicine or into homeopathic medicine, because it's simple.
Yeah, it's at least several light years away from what's happening in conventional medicine right now. We need to take a very brief minute or so musical break. We're going to be back in just a moment. This is Your Own Health and Fitness. I'm Lena Berman with Jeff Fawcett on the phone with Vinton, V-I-N-T-O-N, McCabe, M-C-C-A-B-E. The book we're discussing is The Healing Bouquet, Exploring Bach Flower Remedies. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
I never feel the same. Ouais, je dérive encore vers je ne sais quel remords. Quelle face qui déborde de ça, c'est sûr. Ouais, je me divise encore entre mes souhaits et mon sort. Ah si, là j'essaie d'être sûr. Ouais, je révise encore, aïe à la baisse mon décor. Ah si, là je fais des ratures. Non, 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 ouais, ça fait plus d'une heure que je me défais d'une humeur. J'ai toujours été par-ci, par la lune, pas les idées bien installées, disent HM. Ondulé, par-ci, par la lune, pas les idées bien installées, disent HM. I never feel the same. Ondulé, par-ci, par la lune, pas les idées bien installées, disent HM.
Welcome back. This is Your Own Health and Fitness. I'm health integrationist Lena Berman. I'm on the phone with Vinton, Vinton, V-I-N-T-O-N, McCabe, M-C-C-A-B, author of The Healing Bouquet, Exploring Bach Flower Remedies. And Jeff Fawcett, Ph.D., is with us as well. If you miss parts of today's show, there'll be a full hour version of it on our website, yourownhealthandfitness.org. You can also find information there about CD copies and our practice, and again, the free stream. yourownhealthandfitness.org, our information number, 707-874-2772, and there's also information at sustainablehealthinstitute.org. Vinton, do you have a website that you want to send people to?
I used to. I don't any longer.
Okay. Okay, so we're talking about these lovely, delicate remedies that we know now in modern times, and probably from some of the writing of Edward Bach, that they work. Homeopathy, of course, was there during epidemics and stuff. So we've seen dramatic results with homeopathy during horrible pandemics in the past.
Yes, during the great flu epidemic, it was incredibly helpful. I mean, the survival rate of those who were treated homeopathically was something like 96%, while others were dying all around them. And, of course, it goes all the way back to Paracelsus, who, back in the Stirling experiment in 1512 or something like that, proved an incredible success rate with the Black Plague, of all things. When all the other villages were dying, he used homeopathic techniques to save his own. So, yeah, it, along with animal treatment, the use during epidemics is one of the strongest sources of information that advocates the use of homeopathic medicine.
These remedies sort of reveal different layers of feelings that can cause behavioral adjustments that impact on health. And one of the ways that this happens is that we develop sometimes not very effective ways of self-care that backfire on us. One of the things that's kind of, in other words, people try to take care of themselves. They do things that abuse their bodies without meaning to.
Yeah.
One of the things that's nice about the Bach remedies as opposed to homeopathy is there's less chance of getting an aggravation. And in fact, you recommend not pushing for an aggravation, particularly when you're dealing with somebody who's delicate.
I think that aggravations in general are absolutely sloppy homeopathy. They're not meant to be. Hahnemann says in the Organon of Medicine that if there is going to be an aggravation, it should be at the end of treatment, not at the beginning. So if you're getting an aggravation in anything other than the most chaotic acute situation, it's a sign that you've simply gone in with too much medicine. Either you're giving it too often or the potency's too high. Hahnemann says, and this goes for Bach remedies as well, that we're entitled to a treatment that is rapid, gentle, and permanent. And all three of those things need to be in place for it to be a proper homeopathic treatment. It's certainly easy enough to do any two of the three. You could be rapid and gentle but not permanent. You could be rapid and permanent but not gentle, you know, and go from there. But you're seeking to do all three at once. And that's an important thing that we throw out the window all too many times when it comes to actual in-the-world practice of homeopathy. We keep getting off topic.
No, we're on topic, believe me. These remedies, these essences are fairly complex. And as I've said, you do a better job than anybody that I've seen write about them and make it easier to sort of explore this. One of the things you of course say in the book is that you will find yourself in most of these remedies. I found myself in about half of them. but that, you know, you work, in other words, I'm assuming that in the same way that you do with homeopathy, you look for the current, you know, whatever you're experiencing right now, what are the loudest symptoms? And
yes.
I find it really interesting that you start your description of these remedies by talking about fear and your discussion of the fact that fear seems to lie under almost all other emotional states.
That's been my experience over
Mine
the past
too.
Quarter century.
Mm-hmm.
I think if there's one emotion that most of us can access the quickest and sustain the longest, it's fear. And especially in the world at this moment, we are all in a state to one degree or another of fear, and it's just how are you embodying it? I think if you're putting together a Bach mixture for everyone now, it needs at least one fear remedy.
And, of course, the fear remedies have different manifestations, including the idea that if you asked somebody if they were afraid, they would be absolutely certain that they weren't afraid,
right.
And that instead
yes.
they were angry, for
yes.
instance. I would like you for just a couple of minutes to talk a little bit about one of the remedies. I thought the one you started with, the Minulus, is interesting because of the subtlety of these. But you can talk about any one of the fear remedies for a moment just to give people a flavor of what that would be like.
Well, let's talk about Minulus because I think that's the one that is actually most needed in adult Americans at this time. Because Minulus is one of our Bach remedies that wears a mask. And in the case of Minulus, the mask is I'm not afraid. So the Minulus type has very specific fears, and they know what those fears are. The Minulus will be afraid to get in an elevator, will be afraid of heights, will be afraid of poverty, will be afraid of physical abuse, will be afraid of something that is very specific.
And real.
And real. As Deepak Chopra says, and I think it's the best thing the man ever said, the thing that you fear the greatest is the thing that's already happened to you. If you've been poor, you know why you should be afraid of being poor. So fear that is the Minulus type fear is fear that has already been experienced. It's real world, oh my God, never let that happen to me again, fear. And because it can't be dealt with, a mask gets put on of, I'm not afraid of that. And you'll often find that Minulus types will force themselves to do the thing they're afraid of doing in order to have a belief that they have it under control. And that control issue plays in deeply to the fear issue for the mimulus type. So that you'll see them walking a line of stress every day as they force themselves to go about the pattern of behavior that causes them the fear. They're the only one of the fear remedies that will do that. All the other fear remedies will retreat from the thing that makes them afraid. But the mimulus faces his fear and feels all the stronger for it, even though by doing that, they can be undermining their total health and wellness.
Absolutely. That's what I see, is is these extremely hyper-aroused people who
It's not a healthy response. This is a highly negative fear pattern.
Well, and you're mobilized.
They feel they're doing quite well.
Well, you mobilize because you're afraid, because you have to take care of everything around you. You have to, like, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. It's very justified. You know, it has a very justified sort of thing. I just very briefly need to ID the show again. This is Your Own Health and Fitness. I'm Lena Berman, as always, with Jeff Fawcett, PhD. We're on the phone with Vinton, V-I-N-T-O-N, McCabe, M-C-C-A-B-E. The book we're discussing is The Healing Bouquet, Exploring Bach Flower Remedies. And here is Lena Berman in person. I'm so sorry to break into this really exciting interview, which you can, of course, hear on our website all week long at yourownhealthandfitness.org in the full hour. But for now, we need to speak to you to try to recruit you to our team, our KPFA team, by calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. I just realized I should probably turn the computer back on and see if we have, we can watch for callers calling in. You're going to hear that there it goes, that famous Mac tone. We're giving away as thank you gifts today The Healing Bouquet, Exploring Bach Flower Remedies by Vinton McCabe for $75 pledge. Now, keeping in mind that honestly, we don't have to offer you a thank you gift. Our thank you gift is KPFA. It's having Jeffrey and I volunteering weekly to do this show with you, and KPFA giving us the space on the dial and the wonderful engineers, and having Jim, as always, at KPFA, making sure the show sounds wonderful to you. These are the real thank you gifts that you're pledging for. But we do need you to join us at the $75 level, especially today, because we have a match grant of $1,000. $1,000.
Oh, boy.
It's from anonymous donors in Fresno, Sonoma, and Walnut Creek. All these people grouped together and said, let's give Lena a break on pitching today. Let's offer to give $1,000 to the station if they can raise $1,000. So every dollar that you pledge, whether you pledge $75 for the book, The Healing Bouquet, or you pledge $25 for a KPFA t-shirt or tank top so that you can vote in the KPFA elections, either way, you will get double your money's worth by pledging during this time. The numbers again are 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. The book is The Healing Bouquet, Exploring Bach Flower Remedies by Vinton McCabe. You've just been listening to an interview with him, so you have a sense of how really vital and interesting his book is. It's not only an interesting exploration of a healing modality that people can employ by themselves, using it themselves to take care of themselves. That's sounding redundant because I'm trying to boot up my computer rather awkwardly here so that I can look at the webcam and see whether anybody is calling. The number is 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. We need you as always. Oh boy. Jeffrey, do you have something to say while I'm looking around for this website?
Well, while we offer you this really fine book, The Healing Bouquet, Exploring Bach Flower Remedies, I'd like for all of you to explore the possibility of supporting KPFA and get on the phone and call us at 510-848-5732. 1-800-439-5732 or securely online at kpfa.org. As you've been listening to on this this interview with Vinton McCabe. There is, as we always do on this program, bring you an alternative way of thinking about your health and medical issues. And this is a very different way of looking at those, that healing is something that you do. It's what your body does. And the kind of fear that that our current medical system preys upon is about forcing cures on you. This book, The Healing Bouquet by Vinton McCabe, will introduce you to a really important way of thinking about your health and healing. So please call us at 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732, or online at kpfa.org.
And remember that every dollar that you pledge during this hour is going to be doubled. Now, Jim, I did finally get on my computer the webcam, and it is black. There's no image, so I think that we're missing that little camera that lets me see how we're doing. So you might need to let me know whether people are actually calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732.
I will be your eyes, and I can tell you that I, as an eye, would tell you that, let's see, there's been about 6 calls so far.
Uh-huh.
That's what we've got right now. We have 3 people on the line at 1-800-439-5732, 848-5732. So still plenty of time for people to get in there and give us a call before the end of the hour. And this is our first opportunity with Your Own Health and Fitness to try to raise some funds for KPFA, which we definitely need to do. If you appreciate this show, if you appreciate the great work that the kind folks do in that way out in the woods there.
Well, even if you don't Tuesday. Appreciate what we do, you must appreciate KPFA, and that's still worth pitching for. I mean, the fact that they let goofballs like Jeff and I volunteer at the station and talk nonsense about health in this way, which I know you all actually like because you all call us. So what I'm asking you to do is call the station now, because 3 people on the line
now
won't
four.
Take us. 4 people on the line, you should join those 4 people, because if we're going to make a $1,000 match in the next 12 minutes or so, we're going to need you. We're going to need you. And it can be at any level that you want. You're still going to double your dollars. You can also do this as a gift. The Healing Bouquet Exploring Bach Flower Remedies is a wonderful gift for anybody in your family. The book not only is revealing of this very powerful therapy that you can use with these lovely flower essences under your tongue, but they also give you an opportunity to review and look at your own emotional habits and states in a private and loving way. It's very supportive, and you get to sort of explore what you know about yourself, and the flower essences themselves actually open up your capacity to access your own emotional life, not in a abrasive or obstructive way or sort of an aggressive way, but in a kind of opening, flowering way, just like the very flowers it's made out of. What a tremendous and wonderful addition to the homeopathic remedy repertory this whole new system of therapies is, without aggravations, can be used very dramatically on animals. Vinton McCabe's book, The Healing Bouquet, tells you not only how to choose these remedies, how to make a case, how to choose your master remedy, your constitutional, your acute remedies. He unpacks each emotional state from different aspects, and he discusses the interrelationship between these and homeopathic remedies and how to use them, how to actually use them. He was talking about remedies that mask. There's a whole section about how one emotion masks another. It is a tremendous read. I almost couldn't put this book down. I had to, because I had to write the show. I'm going to go back to it. It reads like a mystery novel. It's so easy to read. I really urge you to add this book to your healing library. Healing Bouquet, Vinton McCabe's book, $75 pledge right now at 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. And, you know, you can go online. This way you don't have to burden the wonderful volunteers who are at this moment eating food from La Mediterranee, Citrion, Semifreddy's, cultured veritable vegetable, and Peabody's coffee and tea while they're loading themselves up with wonderful yummies and nummies. Instead of answering the phones, you could be going online at kpfa.org and pledging discreetly. But I do urge you to call in. And how are we doing?
We're doing okay. We could use some more calls if we're going to make this a challenge of $1,000. A few more of you calling at the $75 rate. Right now we have five people on the line. We need to double that amount if we are going to have a good chance of being able to make this challenge of $1,000. We need at least 10 people calling at the $75 or $100 rate to be able to help KPFA survive and support it and keep it on the air, and also appreciate the programming that you listen to. Really and truly, if you think about a $75 contribution per year, that doesn't amount to much money at all over the course of a year. If you break it down monthly, $75 means $6.25 a month. So even if there are just one or two programs on KPFA that you really like, we're asking you to consider where they're worth $6.25 a month to you. 1-800-439-5732. Yes, Lena?
This is an election season, and we're heading into the debates. We hope they're actual debates. And KPFA is going to be there covering all of this and with commentary that doesn't make you want to throw up. So that's another reason for
get this
supporting.
Spoken. You'll be able to have some remedies. You'll be able to have some remedies. The nausea hits. And
So, we just want to remind you again that these are thank you gifts, and it is a worthy gift to have this Healing Bouquet book. It's really quite a lovely book, and $75, as Jim just mentioned, is really just a tiny step up from our normal expected yearly membership in KPFA, the original non-commercial station that's been consistently, shall I say that we don't have to be quite as neutral as the rest of it. I mean, we don't have to do always this kind of ponderously balanced press. We can actually express our opinions to some extent, although being cautious and careful that what we offer you is based on some kind of reality that people respect, whether it's scholarly or otherwise. But we bring you our thoughts and feelings that are thoughts and feelings that are usually not represented in the media. Boy, you already knew that. But what you may not know about this book, The Healing Bouquet, is if you start to look at remedies with masks, for instance, what this means is that you may have a negative emotional behavior that's set up from years of abuse as a child, from being abused or having an acute traumatic event in your life, which we've all had. Sort of sets up a behavior that may not in the long run be healthy. And these things get masked with other feelings, like beach masks an inner intolerance with an apparent sense of fairness and a deep concern for justice. So you may have a sort of inner intolerance, but you then have a sense of fairness. So there's these things get unwound by taking these remedies. Another one masks insecurity and an undeveloped sense of self with an outward cheerful demeanor. So people who seem cheerful and happy, like Jim, who are really suffering terribly.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah. Take Centauri, for instance. But how nice that he can look in this book and find these things that will help him to be fully himself and fully myself and fully
and
Jeff's
full
self.
Of himself. Well,
sorry,
and full
are you saying that I'm going to be fully yourself?
You could try.
Now.
There might be a remedy that does that. I hate to think, though. I wouldn't take it if I were you.
Well, right now, by the way, we've got, seven people on the line, which is great.
Okay.
We need to keep that up between now and the end of the hour in order to be able to make this match of $1,000 with whatever you can afford, whether it's $25 a year or $25 a month. Right now, that's getting doubled at KPFA. So if you can afford $25, it means $50. If we can raise an additional $1,000 to the $1,000 that we've been challenged right now. So please give us a call at 1-800-439-5732, 848-5732 in the 510 area code, kpfa.org, where we've raised over $1,000 today, and we'd like to continue that on online this hour as well at kpfa.org, wherever you're listening in the world. If you appreciate the program that you're carrying, we're asking you to pay for the bandwidth that allows you to listen at kpfa.org, and also go in and check out the KPFA archives of KPFA programs at your leisure. 1-800-439-5732, 848-5732. Lena, we're down to three calls, so I have to give it back to you because you'll make those calls come
well,
in.
Well, here's a thought. You know those people who are just tremendously joyful all the time, and you wonder what's really going on underneath the surface. Well, sometimes people who need agrimony have a cover of joyfulness when actually what's going on is a sense of discord. And so, again, we're talking about the ways that these remedies unmask and reveal the true person, and in doing so, create a sense of peacefulness in the person, and so that the joyfulness that the agrimony person who's doing in a sort of saccharine way becomes more truly who they are. And that's one of the ways that these remedies work, along with unwinding patterns that make it difficult for people to care for themselves, to actually take care of themselves. Like, for instance, there's a remedy for someone like me who, when they're not feeling well, has this terrible urge to get up and do heavy weightlifting or go hike uphill like the side of a mountain, you know, or something when you're sick. So that's also a remedy. I'm trying to remember. Oh, that's rock water. So for those of us who are compulsive in that way. So what these remedies do is quiet the mind and the soul so that a sense of true joyfulness and an ability to allow the body to heal and knowing what to do. So these flower remedies are very powerful. The Healing Bouquet is a wonderful book. It's the best one that I found. I searched the world for these books, for these fun drives, trying to find the best of these types that I can find. And that's what I found in this book. So I highly recommend that you take this opportunity to join KPFA and simultaneously get this lovely gift for $75. Any amount will help us toward the match grant of $1,000. Remember that we come to you only for three or four times a year. We hate to beg. We don't want to be suddenly turned into the shopping network of the air. We really hope that just us coming and talking to you plainly about the needs of the station and our, of course, very personal needs as progressives to maintain a base like KPFA, that we need your money in order to do that. And it doesn't have to be much money, especially in a match grant period where we have $1,000 on the table. And of course, we still don't know whether or not we've made that match. Please dial in at 510-848-5732 and join whatever number of people are on the line right now. Probably not as many as I'd like. 1-800, not to be negative, but that's something I should probably take a remedy
for.
Well,
you might like the number 5.
Oh, 5 is okay. I would prefer 7.
5 is a good number.
I like 7 better. 7's a lucky number. Let's see if we can get it up to 7. 1-800-439-5732 or online, kpfa.org. And boy, you can just do it and listen to the show at the same time. If you have a computer or if you're listening outside of the area, if you're an online listener to KPFA, the station that originates the show, Your Own Health and Fitness, still needs your support, whether you're listening outside of the country, as I know some people do, or within the country in an area that doesn't have a station that's carrying the show. Please don't hesitate to pitch a little something in to continue to support Your Own Health and Fitness, since it is originating from KPFA-FM, which is where we started almost 15 years ago. So call us or email us. I mean, not email, but get online. kpfa.org, 510-848-5732. I'm not as funny when I'm begging. 1-800-439-5732. I know you like it when I get silly because I'm so serious the rest of the time. I seriously believe you should get this book. It really is. I try not to put books on for Pledge Drive that I can't honestly promote. I mean, because I just can't do that. I'm not the kind of person that can promote something. I mean, very often I'll have a book on and later somebody will say, oh, I got that book, and I'll say, well, it's an okay book. But when I do a Fun Drive show, I try really hard to put books on that I really can stand behind. And I think this is just a really extraordinary book. The Healing Bouquet, Exploring Bach Flower Remedies. What a unique and special way to do self-care, which is kind of what we promote here. Yes, it's okay. Sometimes you need some support. Someone needs to help you. But it always should enhance your personal and very, because only you live in your skin, and only you have a real, true sense of who you are. Whilst people can educate and help you and support you, nobody but you knows what you really need. I can tell you what I really need, which is some more phone calls right now.
Yeah, we're just about out of time, too, as we try to make this match, which we haven't gotten a signal from the phone room about. So we're hoping that people will go to their phones in this final push here to raise the money that we need to stay on the air and to have the kind of support that this program would like. 1-800-439-5732, 848-5732 in the 510 area code, kpfa.org. Join the three people who are on the line right now. Maybe two more calls and we'll be able to make this match. Two more calls here to Your Own Health and Fitness in KPFA. 1-800-439-5732. Lena, we need the big push for those final two from you.
please, please join KPFAO, please.
We're really nice people.
Well, I'm not sure that we're really nice people, but we do.